This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Got a big report coming out on Friday. It is the March 31st planting, U.S. Planting Intentions Report, as given to us by USDA, National Ag Statistics Service. They've interviewed farmers. And, of course, all of the big marketing firms have given us pre-report estimates. And they all include more soybeans, less wheat. So we got to talk about wheat a little bit here, because some folks are thinking that wheat might make you a good little chunk of change here this year due to the fact that, there's going to be fewer wheat acres. From the report that came out last fall even, we've got fewer winter wheat acres going on, and likely, spring wheat doesn't pencil out. The banker won't let you plant that much spring wheat. That's just the way it goes. So fewer... acres out there might mean a little higher price. So anyway, that's the outlook. So we're going to talk wheat here. Got some news from the North Dakota Wheat Commission here. County and district elections for District 2 out in Northwest North Dakota and District 5, Southeast North Dakota, are complete. Got a couple producers re-elected to serve four-year terms on the North Dakota Wheat Commission. So let's bring on Marketing Director for North Dakota Wheat Commission, Jim Peterson. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Mick. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. The final week of March, and I was telling everybody earlier, I drove to Minot and back, and boy, my head jerked around on a swivel when I saw green out there. And it was obviously a winter wheat field out in the central part of North Dakota, so... Spring is on the way, and winter wheat tells us first, huh?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good sign, and of course we can always catch one of those good old spring blizzards that kind of sets everything back, and I know you get up to the northern third or northern fifth of the state, kind of a different situation. They're still looking at a pretty good snowpack, and went in wet last fall, so it's going to be... As it is every year, there's feast or famine, it seems like, when it comes to crop moisture, planting conditions.
But I think a shocker to a lot of folks in the rest of the Dakotas that north of I-94, well, north of Highway 200, north central, northeast North Dakota, there's a lot of snow on the ground yet.
I know when we'd go to, here from Bismarck to Fargo for certain events this winter, I was always surprised, how little snow that part of the state was getting relative to when you go further north for meetings. And I think we'll see how it plays out. I mean, obviously the end of March, we've got some time to work with, and they're normally later planting to begin with, so they've got a little more window, but it certainly bears watching. I know in some of the estimates that have come out, some of the private surveys for planted acres this spring, there's already people talking PP acres, and which seems a little premature, but I think it is seriously on the minds of some growers in that extreme northern part of the state.
Yeah, the Plan B or worst case scenario is already likely for some guys up there.
Yeah, and I think some of it was tied to they had pretty good moisture last fall. Soil moisture reserves are fairly high, and then with the winter they've had, and of course when it's not like 2012 when we had $7 corn and double digit wheat, and crops were showing some pretty good profit potential, and a year like this where everything's right at the line or below, it kind of changes some of the decision making.
So. Yeah. So what are you anticipating Friday? How much of a hit on wheat acreage are you expecting?
Well, the thing is, if it correlates with my NCAA basketball pool, then you'll have to take these numbers for...
Brackets were busted, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. I think, I was just looking through some private analysts this morning and surprised by how low some analysts are coming out. I mean, they're talking spring wheat acres nationwide to be less than 10 million, which would, take ours, close down to the 5 million level. And we had 6.3 million last year. So I don't think, that level of cut in spring wheat acres is in the cards. I guess we're looking more for, believe it or not, you know, some spring wheat acres statewide holding steady to maybe down as much as 3 to 5%. Our biggest cut's going to come in Durham area, and that's simply because of the fusarium issues farmers have dealt with, and then trying to market the crop with some higher DON levels. So some of those Durham acres, you know, spring wheat will pick up a few of those acres. Certainly pulses and soybeans are going to compete hard for acres, and you know, we're not expecting an increase in wheat acres just with all those
pressures. We'll find out Friday at 11:01 a.m.
Exactly. And then in a state like Montana, you know, they're probably going to be up on spring wheat just because they've had some pretty good crops and we're down on winter wheat. So depends on if you're looking at the North Dakota number or national. But for one thing, we won't be down as hard as what winter wheat acres were. You know, they were a 100-year low in terms of plantings. And I think our dynamics are a little bit different and fortunately a little more positive. But there's no doubt that, you know, $4.50, $5 wheat just, you know, doesn't cut it these days, and we certainly wish prices could put another 50 cents to a buck on it. It'd be a whole different ball game.
Yeah, well, with a big cut in acres, that just might happen.
So. Well, exactly, because if you look at ending inventories, spring wheat, you know, is looking pretty good there. We're the only class looking at a decline in inventories. Canada has a fairly tight situation. So in terms of the two big spring wheat suppliers in the world market, you know, supplies aren't overly flush right now, and certainly if you add a acreage cutback on there, at least a pretty significant one, the dynamics could change quickly because, as we've seen in the world prices, I mean, even though we've got record world wheat, customers are still paying, you know, almost a buck a bushel premium to get high protein spring wheat. So, and that's not going to go away next year. You know, that demand will be there. So, yeah, an acreage cutback could certainly add some positives to prices in a hurry.
For sure. All right, Jim Peterson, Marketing Director, North Dakota Wheat Commission. Thanks for the input, and we appreciate it. We'll check in with you again as maybe next week.
After the plantings report, yeah.
Yeah, see what the shakeout is.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks, Mac.
Thank you, Jim. See ya.
Yep. Bye.